Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today I've got a pretty interesting episode, something that I wanted to do. I think it's going to be pretty fun. I'm calling this one like Behind the Deal, Real Estate Confessions. You know, there's so many misconceptions out there about the real estate profession. And I want to address some of those misconceptions with my version of these real estate confessions. So the first thing I want to tell you is realtors make a lot less money than you think. I know that's like, you know, what do you mean by that, Dave? Now look, the top people, they do really well. The top people in our industry make a lot of money, but the top people in every industry do really well and make a lot of money. But you know, what do I mean by saying that they don't make as much as you think? Well, you know, there's this misconception out there that realtors make 6% when they sell a house. And it's just not true. You know, it's just not true. Especially if they only represent one side of the transaction, where they represent the seller and somebody else represents the buyer. They definitely don't make 6% commission in that situation. A lot of times you don't make 6% commission on a deal to begin with. You're making 4 or 5. Depending on a price point or whatever it may be, or whatever you can negotiate. And a lot of times, you know, they think, well, geez, if you're not making 6, you're at least making 3. And the truth of the matter is, most realtors out there, they're not even making 3%. If they represent a buyer or a seller, even if they're fortunate enough to get 3% commission, what they're not going to tell you, though, is that when they take that 3% commission into their office, they have to pay some type of split with their company, with their broker, or whatever it may be. So there's a lot of realtors out there that are making 1.5% or 2% of the deals that they sell. So do the people at the top make great money? Yes, definitely. But it's not as much as you might think it is. Now, another common misconception out there about realtors. There's this belief that realtors control the housing market. Prices of houses went up because these realtors keep jacking up the prices. That's literally 100% not true. Look, the number one thing that controls prices or controls the market is supply and demand. And the reason house prices were going up is because people were putting their houses on the market and they'd have 10 offers in a week. So yeah, that's going to elevate the prices of homes. It has nothing to do with realtors. I'm here to tell you this. Realtors don't even set the sales price. The sellers are the ones that pick the sale price. We can give guidance. We can give an opinion. But it's the seller who has the ultimate decision on what they sell their house for. Another thing, another confession here about real estate. We actually hate lowball offers and we hate unrealistic listing prices. All right? And sometimes, as realtors, we almost act as though that's not true. I'm here to tell you, it's true. If I'm showing you a house that's listed at $300,000 and it's worth $300,000, if you want to offer $225,000, you can't be my client because I'm not going to waste my time. And I know that sounds harsh. Well, what do you mean waste my time? Look, I'm here to make deals, all right? I'm not here to play pretend and show you 700 houses until you realize that you have to pay market value. So we hate lowball offers, we really do, and we hate unreasonable listing prices. You know, there was a time after COVID where I don't know if there was a such thing as an unrealistic listing price, but I'm here to tell you now, the buyers are getting more power in this market. You have to set an appropriate price if you want your house to sell. Also, us realtors, we deal with a lot of drama. A lot of drama. Stuff that you guys most of the time don't even know about, all right? We're dealing with issues that may have come up with the lender. We have to manage home inspections, you know? Someone says, you know, Dave, it says I need a GFCI outlet. It's a danger. I think I don't want to buy the house. And it's like, no, or maybe we can hire an electrician and they can put that in 90 seconds, you know? Like, it's not that big of a deal. We have to deal with other agents because look, there's great agents out there. There's also agents out there who are less than great. We have to deal with appraisal issues. And number one, my number one source of drama in real estate, we have to deal with home buyers' dads. You know the guy, right? Tube socks, jean shorts, t-shirt, clipboard, tells you about the time he bought his house back in 1988. Yeah, that guy. All right. So we deal with a lot of drama in the real estate business and we still make deals happen. The other thing too, we're not always in control of the closing process. I mean, I think we'd like to believe that we are, but it doesn't always work like that, right? Because sometimes a house might have a title issue that we have no control over whatsoever. Or sometimes there could be last minute surprises. I remember one time I was selling a house. This is a true story. Selling a house, we were going to close on a Friday and we wanted to do our final walkthrough. We were going to do it the day before. We were going to do the final walkthrough on Thursday. And my couple who was purchasing this home pulled up to the final walkthrough in a new car. We didn't close on Friday. We'll just say that, right? So sometimes those last minute surprises happen where we have no control over the closing process as well. We did close like 6 weeks later, but it was a mess. And, you know, here's the other thing too. We don't always love the houses that we sell. That's actually a good thing, right? You're supposed to keep that to yourself. One thing that I pride myself on in this business is I'll show you any house you want to see. I'll show you any house in your price range. And if you want my opinion, I'll give it to you. But if you don't want my opinion, you will never hear it from me. It's not my house. I'm not going to be the one that's living there. I'm willing to show you whatever works for you. Every good realtor should do that, even if we don't love the houses at all. So there's a couple confessions about our business as realtors. Hope you find them somewhat entertaining, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.